理课堂听 class.com。
Following Christ. Everyone who heard about Jesus knew that he was a great man with special powers. But Jesus wanted them to know that he was Christ, Savior of the world. "Who do the people think I am?" Jesus asked his disciples one day.
"Well, some of them think that you are John the Baptist, come back from the dead," they said. "Also, they say you could be the prophet Elijah or another of the prophets."
"But who do you think I am?" Jesus asked them. Peter spoke up immediately.
"You are Christ, the Son of God."
Jesus was glad that his disciples knew who he really was. He told them not to tell everyone else, though. "There are many things I must do before I leave this world," he said. "I will suffer many things, and when I am killed, I will come back to life after 3 days. That is the way God has planned it." As Peter listened to Jesus talk about leaving them, he became very upset.
"We don't want you to be killed," he said. "Please, do not tell us such terrible things."
"You are talking like Satan," Jesus said. "That's the kind of thing he would say to keep me from doing God's will." Jesus called the crowd to come closer so they could hear what he had to say. "If you want to follow me, you must give up the way of life you're living now," he said. "Anyone who wants to go his own way will not see the kingdom of heaven. But those who leave their life behind to follow me will be rewarded with a place in heaven. If you are ashamed to follow me in this life, I will be ashamed of you when you come to the gates of heaven," Jesus continued. "Don't think too much about this world. It is better to leave the ways of the world behind and save your soul than lose your soul to the sins of the world." Who's the greatest? The disciples were special men because Jesus chose them to follow him and study his teachings. But they still had faults, just like any other men. They got into an argument on the way to preach in another town. Jesus knew what was on their minds, but he asked them what they were talking about anyway. No one answered him. "I know that you were thinking about which one of you is the greatest disciple," he said. "Let me tell you something. If any one of you wants to be the first, you must be willing to be the last. Only the one who serves others before himself will be thought of as great." Jesus lifted up a child from the crowd. He held the child in his arms as he spoke. "Whoever welcomes a child of God," that's one of his disciples, "into his home and heart welcomes me too," Jesus told them. "If you welcome me into your life, you welcome my Father also." Jesus told his disciples another story to explain how people who seem to be last would come first in God's eyes. A man who owned a big house and a farm hired some workers for the day, Jesus said. He soon found some men willing to work at his vineyard for 1 penny a day. Later, he found more men who wanted to work. Just before the day was through, he saw other men standing around and asked them why they were not working. "No one has hired us," they said. So, the man told them to go back to his vineyard and work with the others. When the men came to be paid at the day's end, the man gave them all the same amount of money. Some of the men were very unhappy because they had worked many hours for their pay, while the others hadn't worked long at all. The man said that he had been fair to them all because each man had agreed to work for the pay. "That is the way it is in the kingdom of heaven," Jesus said. "Those who come first will be last, and the last ones will be treated as if they were the first." A Good Samaritan. A teacher of the law asked Jesus, "What must I do to get to heaven?" Jesus said, "What does the Bible tell you?" "That you must love the Lord and love your neighbor," answered the teacher. "You are right," said Jesus. "But who is our neighbor?" asked the teacher. Jesus told him this story. Robbers attacked a man traveling from Jerusalem to the town of Jericho. They beat him and stole his money. A priest came by shortly after, but he pretended not to see the injured man. Another person came along, looked at the man, but walked away. Then a Samaritan discovered the man and stopped to help him. He carried him to an inn and cared for him. Jesus asked the teacher which of these three men acted like a neighbor to the man who was hurt. "The one who stopped to help him," said the teacher. "Then that is what you must do," said Jesus. Concerning prayer. Jesus often went off by himself to pray. One time, when he came back where the disciples were staying, they asked him to teach them to pray. Jesus told them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen." Jesus told his disciples to always say their prayers in private. "Don't be like the hypocrites who pray in public so everyone will see them," he said. "Pray to God in secret. And if you are sincere and do not doubt him, he will reward you openly." After Jesus taught the disciples how to pray, he wanted them to know that God really listened to them when they prayed. Even if they prayed for something for a long time and nothing happened, they were not to give up. What if you go to your friend after midnight and ask to borrow 3 loaves of bread? He said. What do you think he will say? You may tell him that you need the bread to feed a friend who has stopped by unexpectedly, but he will probably just tell you to go away and come back tomorrow. If you stay there, knocking on his door, sooner or later he will come out and give you what you need. Jesus told the disciples to keep praying to God. "Ask God for what you need, and he will give it to you," he said. "If you keep knocking long enough at his door, eventually he will open it to you." Giving up possessions. A man had an important question to ask Jesus. He came running up to him and fell down on his knees.
"Good teacher, what must I do to have eternal life?" he asked.
"You know what the commandments are," Jesus said to him. "Do not commit adultery, don't kill or steal, don't lie or cheat, and show honor for your mother and father." The man shook his head eagerly.
"Yes, teacher, I have kept all these commandments since I was young."
Jesus looked at the man. He felt love and kindness for him because he was a good man.
"There is one thing you must do," Jesus told him. "You must sell all that you own and give the money to the poor. Then you can follow me and have a great treasure waiting for you in heaven." The man was sad because he was very rich and had many possessions. He turned away from Jesus and went on his way. The disciples were amazed by what Jesus told them about riches. He said that it was very hard for a rich man to have eternal life. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter God's kingdom. Jesus sat with his disciples near the temple's entrance. They watched people pass by and place money in the collection plate. Many rich people came by and tossed in handfuls of gold coins. A poor old woman placed two small coins in the plate. Jesus called his disciples over to him. "That poor widow has put more into the plate than all the other people put together," he said. Jesus saw that his disciples did not understand him, so he explained what he meant. "Those rich people put in only a little of their great wealth," he said, "but that woman put in all she had. To her, God is more important than money."